Mentalists are actually pro-coal?
I think you missed out geothermal energy.
Oh, yeah, that's right. But, of course, geothermal has ruined the air quality of... Okay, it's a different geothermal. But no, so I'm
Volcano reference. We managed to work it in. Well done.
I'm sure there's a lot of people out there who will correct my ignorance on this issue. Because, again, I haven't done a lot of research into this particular issue. But it just struck me as really hilarious in some sense about how a green form of energy can be not green.
Well, right. Now we're really out of time. Thank you, Don. So, this is Ethan, your free-thinking historian and executive director of CFI Vancouver, saying goodnight.
And this is Don saying eyes open, minds on.
This is Rob. Have a good evening and see you on Thursday.
This is Daniel saying thanks for listening.
The North by Northeast Music and Film Festival and Conference takes over Toronto once again, June 16th to the 20th. North by Northeast showcases the best new music from around the world across dozens of genres. Rock, hip-hop, punk, country, blues, electronica, singer-songwriter, and more. It's your chance to catch breakout performances from tomorrow's stars. 5 days, 50 stages, over 600 bands, plus 35 great music-related films, all for only $50. Wristbands are now on sale. Also available, full festival passes for North by Northeast industry conferences featuring celebrity interviews and networking sessions. The North by Northeast Music and Film Festival and Conferences, June 16th to the 20th, taking place in the heart of Toronto, Ontario. Visit www.nxne.com for tickets and up-to-the-minute festival information.
CITR has more friends than ever before. We've partnered with tons of local businesses to bring you great discounts in the communities where you live, work, and play. Maybe Main Street is your main drag. Present your Friends of CITR card at Red Cat Records, Lucky's Comics, Devil May Wear, Thriller, Blim, Hotbox, The Kiss Store, The Wallflower Modern Diner, RX Comics, Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Vinyl Records, Regional Assembly of Text, and Twig and Hottie to receive fabulous discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free Friends card, and feel the love.
The state of hip-hop right now, man, as far as the way I see it, I think right now hip-hop is advancing as far as skills. You got brothers, you know what I'm saying, getting like more witty.
There ain't nobody to be pretty for. Let it rattle, let the clatter kill him, let the cataclysm wash. Who really listens? Precision with a verse draws a cry. Draw a line between an easy melody and peace of mind.
You got DJs doing all kind of crazy shit on the turntables. I like where it's going, and I like, you know what I'm saying, the creative process that brothers is trying to take it to right now.
Rally Rails and Bread and Butter in the place to be. Crimes and Treasons Radio, 101.9 FM, Vancouver. CITR.ca, every Tuesday, 9 till 11.
Dynamite!
Hi, this is Burt Reynolds. You listen to Wiener's Barbecue, and they're not giving me a damn thing for this.
Whatever happened to predictability? The milkman, the paperboy, evening TV.
Welcome, everybody, to Wiener's Barbecue on 101.9 FM, CITR Radio, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, every Tuesday from 4:30 to 6 p.m. We opened up there And I'm not sure why. This song, talk into the mic there.
Hey, Daryl, it's I don't know how I am with these volumes.
You gotta just stay.
Just like this?
Pick okay. a spot. No, yeah, pick a spot and stay. Get comfortable.
This is Cousin Eli here. Long time, first time. It's a very, very pleasurable experience to be here right now. You know, it's about what? 4:30. Actually, we're 10 minutes past a big smokeout down at the gallery. Congratulations. Hope that was good. Rock 101 was showing some love, I heard.
101.9.
But usually at 3:15, when I would come home from high school, maybe my mom had some carrots and celery on the counter, and my twin brother was in, and we'd settle down, and I don't know what time it was, but often you'd come home, you'd sit on the couch, and what would be playing would be Full House. That song would come on, and you'd just feel great. And it was a great intro.
So that was your theme song of choice when you were growing up as a youngster.
So it's an upper.
It was an upper, hey? It would get you from here to above where you currently were
before. The sativa of theme shows.
The sativa of theme shows, if you will. So Full House, were you a fan of the show? Did you watch the program?
Yeah. There's the cute twins who I met at the Children's Festival when I was about two or however.
You met the Olsen twins.
But I have a twin brother, fraternal brother, and we were at the Children's Festival, and I think we pulled grass together when we were like two. We just literally played in the field, and I say we met.
I don't even know what that meant. Bob Saget. Now, of course, he's somebody in today's society.
180-degree turn, I'd say, from what he's presenting to the audiences today than what they saw on that show.
Have you seen Bob Saget live? Have you done that experience yet?
I'd say about 40% of my male friends have. I have not.
Ah, because he was at the River Rock, the Red Robinson.
I think he's been up.
Just a short time ago. No, it didn't make it, eh?
What? Oh, me?
Yeah,
I'll get there.
You okay?
I follow him on Twitter, actually. He's okay.
You're on Bob Saget Twitter.
He does all these little Jeff Ross mentions in there in Vegas and stuff.
Really?
It's not as good as Conan's Twitter, which is really fun.
Quickly, though, is Bob Saget and Jeffrey Ross, I saw them in Las Vegas. I saw them
in Las
Vegas. Oh, you
did? Well, they're just filming some shows.
It was Jeffrey Ross opening.
Oh, you actually saw a gig.
For Bob Saget, yeah. Oh, no, yeah. I'm just saying, that's who opened for Bob Saget.
Makes sense. Buddies.
Now, you mentioned, we're going to get into the show in a moment here, but we got a few things to cover. You mentioned you had seen, you're a follower of Conan O'Brien on Twitter. Now, Eli, hold on. This is important. Do you want to try a different chair?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I refuse to have my guest, Nobby. He wanted to do a little delay so we could go change chairs.
Ah, that feels better.
Is it better?
Yeah, that's way better.
You got it. You remember, stay with the mic.
That though. Is way better.
You can even move
back,
the mic.
I can lean back a bit.
Oh, that's kind of, all right, you're good now. You find your chair of choice.
Go on.
Okay. So anyways, Conan O'Brien Twitter, and where I will lead this is you saw him last week.
Oh, yeah.
Was it a week ago even today?
Was it? Yeah. Was it last Wednesday? I don't know. Don't
Tuesday. It's Tuesday.
that was awesome. I got on that late. They released some late tickets, and I got on that. It was like $100, but we got row 7. It was worth the extra, I don't know, 20 to be for the $80 seats. He blew me away. It was amazing.
Yeah. So you loved Conan. All right. Lots to get to on the show today. A few things is we're going to be talking a lot of UBC Thunderbird women's volleyball today, as they have currently won their third straight national championship with a perfect season.
No way.
Yeah, so we're going to have the coach Doug Reimer on with us at about a little after
they
5.
They sweep the season.
They sweeped it all the
Shout
way.
Shout out, Donut.
Not one loss.
Love. They were the other team.
Yeah,
was love.
Yeah. It's love. Yeah. One love, right? Nobody says that enough. Nobody took that term and really went with it.
Huh, let's do something.
It's sitting there for the taking, right? It's right there for it.
Something love.
That means nothing, right?
Zero.
It'd be good, like Wiener, Daryl and Love. Like, that's his new radio show.
Daryl and Love.
Daryl and Love Radio. Daryl in Love, Daryl and Love.
What about, like, when you want food... Mm-hmm. Like, you want nothing on the bun. You want no salt, no pepper. You want no sauce.
I want the McChicken burger, love. That just means just the burger.
Plain, yeah. Does it include a bun even? I don't think so.
Oh, would love just be bunless?
I think it would. That's just as is. Chicken burger, and I want it love. They know. You don't have to get in any detail.
I want a love schnitzel.
Well, just the schnitzel. Yeah. Did you watch, on to sports now, there's a certain something going on in the city as we speak.
The Canucks, yes. Yeah. Really good football. I actually had my game two, round two game in Richmond Ice Center.
Yeah.
A shout out to the, we're called the Sleepers. It's the mattress company. Oh my God, that's the name of the team. I came on late. But
you're supporting a mattress company.
Yeah.
And they're supporting you.
So I listened to the last part of the game. I remember it was a third period. We were down and we were looking up at the TVs up in the bar.
Yeah.
And we're trying to watch, and one guy looks at me and goes, "They just brought in Raycroft." You do. I'm not missing much.
Did you see the kicking goal?
I haven't seen it.
Oh, controversy. Yeah. Actually had me angered today.
10:40, didn't stop talking about it.
Yeah, it had me angered today. Oh, you heard it all day, eh? Yeah. And you never heard it.
I never saw it.
I could
pull up on YouTube if I want.
Anyways, it was very disheartening. Well, we're going to have on with us today Doug Reimer, the head coach of the UBC Thunderbird women's volleyball team, at about 5:05.
Which I do want to bring up something that's happening in the, kind of related to volleyball.
Beach volleyball, it is.
Yeah. Should I get into that?
Yeah, well, I mean, you introed it.
I was, I don't know how to do this.
Here's what we're going to do. This is a teaser.
It's a hook for later.
Yeah, so people are going to want to stay tuned.
Yeah. What's happening today, this summer at Kitts, it's a new form of the sand, balls, and rackets, and I'm really excited. So
we're going to play that. When we come back. All right. Now, Eli, you put a little jingle on here.
Yeah, I didn't have time. This is going to be a slower one.
But that's okay.
They're called Brassernaut. They're from Vancouver. They've been touring Canada and the U.S. This is their first single off their new album. It's fun.
All right, cool. What kind of tune is it?
Let's tune in and let's tune out, I think, would be the theme of today.
All right, let's tune in, let's tune out. And when we're back,
hit it, yeah.
Honey, don't you know that I'm too dumb for that?
Welcome, everybody, back to Wiener's Barbecue here on 101.9 FM, CITR Radio, Vancouver, Canada. With me here today in studio, wearing my brother's old baseball jacket, my cousin Eli. Eli, how you doing?
Good. I found it. I reached in the pockets, and I got out this funny-looking gold key. I was like, the key to the city, but no, it said Aiden's key on it.
Aiden's key, which he doesn't have that key.
No, he doesn't. Maybe. We don't have him in here. He's in Toronto.
In Toronto. Yep, that's true. Stay well. Stay well, Aiden. All right, so...
That was Brassernaut that we just heard.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like them. I put a song of theirs into a show called The Cleaner that I think lasted 2 seasons on A&E.
You actually got... Oh, Brenda.
I licensed that song.
So they were the ones... They actually had a show on The Cleaner... On A&E.
Yeah.
That band. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so I linked them up with the supervisor, and they got that placement, which is cool for them.
All right, so on to where we left off.
Oh, we were talking the beach volleyball.
Yeah.
I was reading Match Point, and it said...
Match Point is a tennis magazine.
Match Point Tennis Local Magazine put out by Tennis BC, and it said, beach tennis coming this summer. And I think that's awesome because I was never a great volleyball player, but I love the beach. And I'm quite a good tennis player for a person of my stature. And I think it's a great match. I'm excited. Look at this. I was in LA recently, and they had they have this thing. I don't know what it's called. It's like mini tennis courts with these paddleball. It's paddleball. It's really funny. They play it on the beach on the Venice boardwalk, and it's like little paddles. And they're playing tennis, and they're like, these guys are really good. Apparently, it's really hard. So it's like that, but bring it to the beach. The volleyball net, volleyball rules. Mixed with tennis. Scoring is... That's why I was thinking about it. The scoring is the exact same as tennis.
So it's volleyball rules?
Volleyball meshed with tennis rules. So I don't know.
Are you going to be is there going to be...
Oh, there's no overhead.
That's what I was wondering. Yeah, did you be
there's
crushed?
There's no overheads, underhead. You still have to, I think, serve cross court.
You got to hit underhand.
Yeah. And
so you got to hit your top spin.
You get by the water. It's just beautiful. Yeah.
But the key is going to be, can you hit your top spin?
I think the key is going to be placement. A lot of heckling. I think it's going to be a very emotional game.
Oh, it isn't. So you expect really tempers to flare perhaps sometimes out there?
Yeah, they're going to flaunt. They're going to think about when you play that junk. Like when I play against your father, he's got that junk slice and it's just garbage. And then he taunts me and then I just go off the map. So, you know, imagine we bring that to beach tennis with the water and the sand.
Right. And so, but hecklers too, you think will appear? Like,
there's a heckler in every one of us, and I'm saying it's gonna appear through the tennis.
More so in the beach. you really...
I motioned to Daryl with my fingers. Yeah, let's move on.
Welcome, everybody, to Wiener's Barbecue here on 101.9 FM, CITR Radio, Vancouver, British Columbia. And once again, what we're going to be doing on the show today is at 5:05, we're going to be talking a little UBC Thunderbird women's volleyball with the coach of the 3-time defending champions women's volleyball team. And then Emily Cordonia, a former player, she did color commentary for our station on the UBC women's volleyball team. Former great player for that team will be with us at about 5:30. Well, folks, we got to take another quick break on the show today. We have to do our little PSA announcements, which were always very important to do. So you're listening to 101.9 FM. Waiting. There we go. All right, we'll be right back in a moment.
Are you a UBC student taking first-year economics, math, chemistry, or physics?
That stuff is hard.
Are you feeling like you need some tutoring? That's okay, because the AMS offers free and appointment tutoring for students in these subjects.
Whoa! How does it work?
It's on a first-come, first-served basis, and there's no need to sign up. Just show up with your books and your questions.
Whoa! When does it happen?
Monday to Thursday from 3 to 7 at the Sub Pacific Spirit Cafeteria, located beside the Starbucks.
Whoa! A+, here I come.
Well, the party is off to a good start. Guests are on time. Everyone's out to have fun and to help others fun.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
UBC students have an alternative. Looking to unwind? Check out one of the sub's two licensed establishments.
The Gallery Lounge is your location for a wide variety of draft beers at student-friendly prices. Come to the gallery for a relaxed atmosphere and great food, including the famous pizza pretzel. Fellow students provide the entertainment with weekly open mic and karaoke nights. The gallery is located on the main concourse of the sub and open Monday through Saturday till 1 a.m. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society. All the things you've been seeing. Guess you better find your way
back home. Hey, Daryl. I just want to play one more song here that's goes out to Debbie Clifford, who passed away. I mean, I'm sure this stuff has been played a ton this week, and maybe your listeners not as much, but I thought it'd be cool if we play this song. This is a new single off their latest record, which they were touring, and Devin Clifford, which was there's a couple articles in the song the last 2 days, passed out during his set, fell over on his drums. And I know Brenda just told me, the station manager, she was actually at that show. I remember driving by and I saw the marquee. And my friends, Styrofoam Ones, just opened up for them in Toronto, too. So play the song, Dave.
My share of tears and
CITR has more friends than ever before. We've partnered with tons of local businesses to bring you great discounts in the communities where you live, work, and play. Maybe Main Street is your main drag. Present your Friends of CITR card at Red Cat Records, Lucky's Comics, Devil May Wear, Thriller, Blim, Hotbox, The Kiss Store, The Wallflower Modern Diner, RX Comics, Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Vinyl Records, Regional Assembly of Text, and Twig and Hottie to receive fabulous discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free Friends card, and feel the love.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Where's Barbecue on 101.9 FM, CITR Radio, Vancouver, Canada. So, Eli, just before we have Doug Reimer on the phone, the head coach of the UBC Thunder women's volleyball team, once again, the you say die, we say die.
You say party, we say die. Yeah. That was, yeah. And love goes out to Rob Wright at Feldman's and Danny Vachon. She just opened up the Guilt and Co. below Chilwinson. They worked very closely with that band.
Awesome. With us on the line, we have the head coach of the 2010 UBC Thunderbird women's volleyball team, third straight championship in a row, coming off of a perfect season. Doug Reimer's with us. Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
Well, you know, Coach, I will say straight off the top here, as I interview you, of course, during the season, and, you know, you could tell you're kind of in game mode almost, you know, not trying to look too far ahead. Off season right now, third straight national title, perfect season. You can relax, can't you?
You can, although, I think coaches are pretty renowned for that. They got their in-season mode and their postseason mode. So, I definitely don't think any coaches want to hear me complain. So.
25-0, coach, perfect year. Something obviously this team has never done before. You can't do any better than that. Tell us about the season and this group of young ladies you had on your team.
Yeah, obviously results sort of speak for themselves, but what's behind that is, you know, more rewarding and more impressive. And I think, you know, to accomplish something like we did takes not just good athletes, but it takes, you know, an incredible amount of teamwork and I think support. There's definitely times where we bent, you know, where we were pushed, but we survived very well. And that's both in the, you know, the on-court getting the victories, but also ability just to hang together. And, you know, I think top to bottom, first year to fifth year, you talk to any of these players and they would, you know, honestly tell you what a good close-knit group it was. How well they work together as a team, how well they got along as a group, and I think that foundation of, you know, enjoying working hard together was, couldn't have done it without that, and, you know, I could go on, but I'll leave it there.
Coach, third straight title, and, you know, what was your streak actually coming into these third straight championships and getting to nationals and not winning? I mean, you guys had quite the run there, and you're obviously over that now, but what was the number, Coach?
Oh, I'm not good with numbers, and numbers like that I'm worse at, but we had, you know, the year before that streak started, we did not make it to the national championships, and that was the first time since I started UBC in 95. So we had, I think it was something like 12 or 13 straight top five finishes at national championships, but zero gold medals.
And that's quite a bit. And then you got over it, obviously, three straight titles. Just going back to that, Coach, coming in this being a program that could do everything but win a national championship, now you've won three straight. How did that happen?
That's a good question. You know, I think to win any championship, certain things have to fall into place. I mean, you have to have, I mean, athletic talent, but a lot of teams and some of the teams that we had that came very close had that as well. I mean, you might need a little luck. Not saying the first championship was luck, but there was a few points there where it was looking rather dicey and a few other moments along the way. Sometimes you have to find a way, you know, you just don't lose it. You don't screw it up, right? And other teams will find their way to disintegrate. This year's team, when you look at it, the ability to play when everybody is out to get you and still survive, that's another way to go, and to be able to handle that is pretty impressive. So I do think there is something to say that the experience of having won in the year and the years prior to that is helpful, that direct hands-on experience, you know, that there is maybe no magic formula, and we've just got to take care of business. And Tony Dungy liked to say what I read this summer in his book is do what we do, right? And instead of looking for any magic filler or think you got to, you know, overly maybe prepare for another group. I mean, you got to prepare, but you got to take care of business yourself. So for our group, I think there was a quiet confidence that's developed over time. And, you know, you also don't get there to three national championships in a row without, I think, coming close a few times in the years prior to that and having a strong foundation of great teams that maybe didn't win at all.
Terrific stuff. Doug Reimer, coach, three-time defending champion, UBC Thunderbird women's team. Their third straight championship this year, a perfect season. Coach, thanks for doing this, and enjoy the off season.
My pleasure. Thanks very much for all your guys' support and stuff. It's been tremendous. We really appreciate it.
Nice. Thanks a lot for doing this, Coach.
Cheers. Bye.
Okay, so that was Doug Reimer, Eli, the head coach of the UBC.
I thought it would have been cool to get his take on beach tennis and if he'd heard of it. And if he had, you know, maybe it's a pro to his sport. You know, seeing you're having those kids come off the beach tennis during the summer. They want to get right into volleyball, and then he has some new recruits. Maybe that would have helped.
That was actually a wonderful question. You would have had to phrase it quicker, though.
Right. And
We just let it be. Three-time champions, though. That's pretty cool, eh?
Very cool.
Awesome. All right, everybody. We are going to take another quick break here. What are we listening to now?
I have nothing queued up.
You better go find something.
Okay.
So I kind of said that to you, too, as you weren't even... I knew you weren't ready. Anyways, folks, we are going to take a break. You're listening to Wiener's Barbecue here on 101.9 FM, CITR Radio, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, every Tuesday from 4:30 to 6 p.m. We're going to be talking more UBC Thunderbird women's volleyball at 5:30. We're expecting some players, and I wonder, Claire Hanna, a fifth-year player, great friend of the station, who's on this team, I think she might have been trying to call there during that interview, but... it's hard sometimes to do an interview and answer the phone at the same time. I don't know how to do it, to be honest. All right, we are going to take a quick break. You are listening to 101.9 FM.
This is my life. I wake up in the morning, I eat, I sleep, I shit.
Breakfast with the Browns.
So whatever it is, but I never shut it off for 5 minutes.
I can't wait to impress my friends with my astounding knowledge of cool.
Join your favorite Brownsters and tune in and listen to the best selection of down-tempo electro-pop lounge core.
Strictly Squaresville.
Remember, subtle, basic, brown.
Breakfast with the Browns
on CITR 101.9 FM every Monday morning
from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
The older I get, the more life starts to make sense and the less I care.
Now we're riding the rainbow, the clouds fit, and we're making it like young. Now we're riding the rainbow, the clouds fill. And we're making it like him. And we're riding the rainbow to Clydesville.
You know, you can give 100 examples of what it isn't, but you, man, you're going to have a hell of a time saying what it is.
I'm a little confused right now. Are we trying to take a picture? We are trying to take a picture. Okay.
Keep doing your thing.
I'm taking
you.
This is a surprise guest right now.
Hey.
With us right now, Claire Hanna. From the now three-time defending champion.
Oh, yeah. Last time it was two. We've made it three.
UBC Thunderbird women's volleyball team. Claire, thank you for coming in today. Haven't seen her. Last time she was here, Wilson, we were talking about Wilson Wong, our CATR sports director in the studio. Wilson, we were talking about the last Conan O'Brien show.
Oh, yeah, and you guys showed me that video clip.
Yeah, it was the last Conan O'Brien, the Freebird.
Yeah, and there was cowbell involved.
Yeah, Will Ferrell.
Yeah, no, I remember.
And you didn't know the song Freebird.
You're right.
Now, what is that about? That is from the band Leonard Skinner.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I've heard of Sweet Home Alabama.
Yeah, that's Freebird.
Daryl, I'm like a Lady Gaga kind of girl.
Wow.
Let's get honest here.
Poker face.
I haven't really heard of too much
Cue the
Leonard
Gaga.
Skynyrd or whatever. Leonard Cohen.
Leonard Cohen's another thing, but you
that was a family shot, Dale.
What?
Our aunt's a cult follower.
Oh, really?
Of Leonard Cohen, yeah.
Okay.
During the Q&A at Conan, someone yelled out, Freebird.
See? Now you know. So, I didn't cue it up right. I apparently went to a website where we can open up a business free bank account.
Awesome.
I wouldn't quite trust.
U2O.com.
Need cash.
That's junk right there.
Who wants $1,500? It's right here. Should we see where this goes?
No, don't.
Fast lane loan approval.
All of a sudden, porn's going to pop up on your computer. Don't do it.
That happens anyways. Oh! with us now. So, Claire, before we get into it, you said Lady Gaga. So what's your song here? Because we're going to...
You didn't spell her name right. You put two Gs.
Yeah, but they knew what I was talking about.
Okay.
Well, I mean, that's
Google thing. How about just click the... Do the very first... click Lady Gaga right now. No, there. No, up. Yeah. Okay.
Why didn't you just say the one I was on?
Okay, that one. Yeah. And now let's just play whatever comes up after you click on that.
Are we allowed to play Lady Gaga, Wilson?
Yeah,
I don't know, whatever.
We're making fun of it. It's
yeah,
bad.
Do that one. That
bad romance?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's got 185 million hits. I'm glad we're really supporting the underground musicians right now. She really needs the support.
Is CITR actually just not allowed to play something if it's got over a million hits? You can play it if it has less than 50,000 hits. Is that the rule?
Why is that funny?
I don't know.
You picked like too weird of a number to make that funny.
Okay, sorry.
You could have gone with like 50.
50 hits, period?
That would have been funnier. Okay.
I think I have a video up there and it's got like 13 hits.
Really?
Yeah, Google Claire Hannah. YouTube Claire Hannah.
All right, well, I'm going to list. Wait, do I play Lady Gaga and what do I do?
No, you know what? How about you do your own thing. This is your show.
Oh, you're going to put it on me now?
Yeah.
Pressure. Okay, well, you know what, Claire? You wanted to hear Bad Romance.
No, let's not. It's not for CITR, okay? Let's keep the CRT roots.
How about this? This next song we play, Pressure's on now. This next song we play will be dedicated to the 2010 UBC Thunderbird women's volleyball team.
What song
would I pick?
You would definitely pick TikTok, Keisha.
Okay.
TikTok, T-I-K-T-O-K. There, that's it. First one that shows up.
I could have handled that on my own.
Yeah, but most people put C's in TikTok.
Who puts this? Maybe I would have. I don't know. Okay. All right. Keisha TikTok?
Yeah, and go down to like one that actually looks like it's her.
Well, this one's lyrics. Aren't those always okay?
Yeah.
And by the way, you spelled TikTok different than this guy spelled TikTok. This guy spelled it with the C's.
It's probably the one with 15 million views.
Okay, where's that? That one there.
But it says parody. Oh. You know what? I don't know.
All right, we're going to go with the lyrics one.
Okay.
That has 9,100,000 to...
Yeah.
All right, so set it up here.
Okay.
Why is this the song?
Oh, well, okay, before a national final, we love to have dance parties. I think I might have mentioned this in the last interview, but in our team room, you know, we crank the tunes, we all, like, just give her, it's pretty much warm-up for us.
It's your hype show.
Exactly, it's our hype show. Happy and up. So, before the national final, we are out there, and we're on the bench, and there's some tunes playing, and this tune came on, and we just, like stormed the court. Obviously, it was like still an hour before our game. We're just giving her dancing, and that's right. It couldn't have been better timed. But right when we started dancing, our competitors, the Manitoba Bisons, walk in the gym. And they're probably just like, what are these girls doing? You know what I mean? Like, just dancing and singing. But then we beat them, so.
And this is the tune.
Yeah, we love this tune. Woo!
Here's to hoping it works.
Wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy.
Hey, what up, girl?
Grab my glasses, I'm out the door. I'm gonna hit this city.
Let's
before
go.
I leave, brush my teeth with a bottle of Jack. Cause when I leave for the night, I ain't coming back. I'm talking pedicure on our toes, toes. Trying on all our clothes, clothes. Boys blowing up our phones, phones. Drop top and playing our favorite CDs. Pulling up to the parties. Trying to get a little bit tipsy. Don't stop, make it pop. DJ, blow my speakers up tonight. I'ma fight till we see the sunlight. Tick-tock on the clock, but the party don't stop. No, but I'm already here. And now the dudes are lining up, cause they hear we got swagger. But we kick them to the curb unless they look like Mick Jagger. I'm talking about everybody getting crunk, crunk. Boys try to touch my junk, junk. Gonna smack him if he's getting too drunk, drunk. Nah, nah, we go until they kick us out, out. The police shut us down, down. Police shut us down, down. Ho, ho, shut us down. Don't stop, make it pop. DJ blow my speakers up. Tonight I'ma fight till we see the sunlight. Tick-tock on the clock, but the party don't stop. No,
everybody, welcome back to 101.9 FM CITR Radio Wiener's Barbecue. That was is it Keisha or Kesha?
I don't know.
Keisha, I think.
Keisha, we think.
With a dollar sign, actually. She spelled it's a dollar sign instead of an S.
That's true.
She's edgy.
Do you, what do you think, Wilson? You into that? That's what the kids do nowadays, hey?
So LA.
So LA. So that's the team song.
Yeah, I'd say so.
And that was dedicated to the UBC Thunderbird 2010. Women's volleyball team. I just played
national champions. Can you maybe add that into the sentence?
Three-time national
champions. Okay. Perfect season.
Yes.
And that was TikTok by Kesha. For all of you that wanted to know that. You know where I'm coming from here. I'm just a little taken aback right now. But we will. Oh, I don't want
Do
to.
Do you guys bump your head into this microphone? And like I've done it like four times. Feels like a cliche just to say that, but
I'm my cousin. Hitting it. He's in here today.
You keep hitting with like
cool.
Claire, the volleyball team though this year, looking back, perfect season, three-time defending national champions. That's pretty crazy, unbelievable, right there.
Yeah, no, like, I'm so proud of our team. We did awesome. We had a lot of pressure on us this year for different reasons, and we hung in there. We did our job, and it was awesome. Just, it was an amazing season.
But a perfect season. When does that start playing into the psyche? It has to, especially now that you go through it. You have to look back and say, yeah, I mean, you wanted that perfect season.
Well, we definitely, we had a couple close games, and it wasn't like we went into this year saying, okay, let's be perfect. We obviously just want to win nationals again, and we've got some goals along the way. We want to win our league, then we want to win Ken West, and then we want to win our first game at nationals, and then we want to win the next game, and then we want to win nationals, right? But along the way, we started off really strong. To be honest, we had a lot of weak teams that we were playing in the first half of the season, and so we knew that wasn't really a direct reflection of how good we were going to do. So we went into January 10-0, but we knew we had some of the hardest teams coming up. So after we started winning some of those games, you know, I think it came down to when we had playoffs, we're like, you know what, we could do this. Like, when we ended 20-0 and then playoffs started, that's when we started thinking, okay, the only reason we really wanted a perfect season after that point was because that would mean we won nationals. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So once it became perfect season or not winning nationals, then you went for it.
Yeah. Then we're like,
but
okay.
But never during the regular season were you guys that into it? Really?
Never. Because we've had, every year we've won nationals has been a different feeling. Like, our last year in January, we were like 7-5 and just, you know, trying to stay in there, just trying to have a shot at winning nationals. And then we just took off and won it. So every year the path's been different. It doesn't really matter the path you take to get there. All that matters really is winning it. And this year we just happened to have the perfect path.
And looking back, you know, I believe you told me you're only at your fourth year of eligibility, but you're done now.
Unfortunately, I'm pretty sure it's donezo. Yeah. My goals, you know, I want to keep playing national team. If I make national team again this summer, then our season goes into November. And so just where my goals are at right now, I don't think I want to keep going with UBC. I love playing for the Thunderbirds, don't get me wrong, but going back just to play volleyball and taking random courses is kind of not on my life path, you know? And maybe 4 years down the road, who knows? Maybe I'll be back, but right now, it's not looking like that. And so it's been a little sad, you know? I'm having a bit of an identity crisis. Who am I if I'm not a Thunderbird?
And obviously, you know, Liz Cordonnier.
Great season.
Katie Tysak. Your two other seniors, I believe.
Yeah. And well, we had Nikki Osborne. She was a transfer from Team England. Unfortunately, she had to go back home about 2 weeks ago. I think her visa was expiring, and she plays for Team England, and they were starting their season. So she was a senior as well, but only played one season with the Thunderbirds.
Tell us about those two young ladies and their careers here.
Again, really amazing, amazing stories. Liz just had a tremendous season this year, and tremendous throughout the past years too. Last year, she unfortunately had some injuries that stopped her from being like a, you know, a key, huge player on the team, but she still was an amazing player. But then this year, luckily, she was able to figure it out and didn't have her ankle injuries, didn't have her ab injuries. She still, everybody on the team is injured kind of one way or another, but she really thrived this season and did an amazing job leadership-wise on our team. She led our team both on and off the court. Awesome person. And she's actually up for a really big Canadian award.
Yeah, BLG.
Award. I'm not sure what it stands for, but basically it's looking at Anna Mae Pierce from the swim team won it last year. It's basically awarding the top Canadian female athlete of the year. And I think she's got an awesome shot at it. There's other great contenders for that, but Liz has had an amazing season. So I hope she wins that.
So it's Canadian female athlete of the year?
Yeah.
The problem is it's got to be tough to win in an Olympic year, too.
I don't really know how much the Olympics comes to play factor in that, unless some other Olympians are nominated.
Right. Oh, I see.
But, and, you know, Anna Mae Pierce won it last year, and she'd been to the Beijing Olympics. But then again, she also played university. I'm not sure. I think, wasn't there a skier? Ashley McIver?
He'd know.
And I think she went to UBC. I don't know if she currently goes to UBC, but to win this, you have to be a university athlete.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So that's where it's different.
Cool. Your volleyball team, though, 3 straight national championships.
Yeah.
Walking away like that. I mean, that's in honestly, 4 years. In 4 years. But you redshirted too?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I redshirted too. So I was there for 2 silvers, actually. Not that I was in the, like, counting to be on the team, but I honestly don't think I could graduate in a better situation, right? Unless we had won that nationals when I was in first year. But that first year, we had such a big turnover of people. We had such a young team, not very much experience, and we needed that to win nationals the next 3 years. So,
awesome stuff. And Claire, I do want to ask you, though, on your victory picture.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. I wish I could blow this up right now. Can you see her there, Wilson?
Okay. Can I tell you what happened?
Just describe yourself in your words. We'll let you describe yourself, and then you're going to explain to me that face.
Okay. Well, basically, I'm gurring at the camera, and this is a new trophy, and it's the outline of a volleyball, and so it's kind of this wire volleyball, and I've got my fingers in the volleyball, and I'm just gurring at the camera. I look really fierce, I'd say. Okay, now the story behind this, we probably took 100 pictures before this picture, and they were all smiling. We all had our fingers up with the number one. We were biting our gold medal in some. We had just did such a photo shoot, and then always we end with, let's do funny photos. And this was one of the funny photos we ended with, and you can see beside me, Kyla and Jen are sticking their tongues out. Lauren on the other side of the banner is also gurring at the camera. I think she's got some claws out as well. I don't know what KJ beside Lauren to the left there, I don't know what she's doing, but we're all really goofy in this picture, and it was because this was the funny picture. And when I looked at the website after, Kyla and I are just saying to ourselves, why on earth did they choose this picture from all the smiling photos we had before this? Why is this the one that was on the cover of the UBC, the cover of Go Thunderbirds, the cover of UBC.ca? Who's
that looking away?
It's Brina, and I don't know why, but she's probably saying, what should I do as a funny photo? I just cannot believe they use this one. It makes us look like we're like, yeah, we won. Like, take that, Manitoba. Well,
it looks like you're thinking that.
Yeah, but you know this. I didn't know what to do for a funny photo, okay? Give me a break here. Daryl, I don't know what you would have done. Probably flashed the camera. Gave us a full moon or something.
Perhaps. But, you know, that's awesome. Because everybody looks joyful, and you're ready to, like...
Well, Lauren looks pretty gurry, too, okay? Lauren's on the left. Yeah, there.
Yeah.
Okay?
Hey, guys, gurr is a great pose. I mean, when pulled off
why
well,
not?
Gurr can be the hottest, you know? So just
oh, man. I can't believe you brought that up. I'm like... I'm going to regret doing that for the rest of my life. That is the picture that sums up our perfect season. Grr.
But I didn't just pull it. You saw that, hey?
Yeah.
I've
seen that, like, so many times. It's everywhere.
Okay, we're going to Claire Hanna on YouTube now.
Oh, man. I describe this?
Yeah,
can
you
I...
brought this up. So.
Okay, I'll tell you why. So, there's a guy...
Says you how to throw a javelin?
Yep. Liz Gleedle. She taught me how to throw a javelin. How many views? 75?
73.
Okay.
What about Twister?
I was at like 13 a week
ago.
Is
that you too?
So that's Twister? Pretty big.
How often do you see how many hits you've got?
Yeah, because you could be most of these.
Yeah. Okay, you're right. I've watched it 70 times.
It keeps going up 5 times a day.
The other 5 are her mother.
Oh, my God.
I'm at 11. Mom, look, I'm at 15.
Oh, you guys.
Okay, but we're going to log on to this. Is there, like, audio here, though? Or?
Yeah, there's audio. There's lots of stuff going on.
Are you Twittering?
Nope. What is
she went straight to her BlackBerry.
Wow.
Beth called it out. She's
wow.
Okay, I have a workout date with my girlfriend Kyla in 20 minutes, and she said, give me a 20-minute time scale. So I figure I'm going to be out of here, and I'll be able to be at the coop by 1:45. So
well, now we've got a goal.
Okay,
just
you know.
Like her season, she plaid, she thinks ahead, and she achieves.
I know. All exactly. Right. I've got my goals here, okay?
All right, so what are we listening to?
No, it's, this? You know, can I just describe it? Maybe people can watch this at home, but this, a guy in Sauder. Now, I'm doing my master's right now, master's of management and business. And a guy in Sauder said, Claire, I know these producers, and they're coming out with this new TV show, and I think you'd be a great host for it. And so I applied for the job, and the people who are the producers were like, we love your resume, all this stuff, but we want to see you on tape. And so I didn't know what to do on camera. So I figured I'd come up with some kind of a creative way of, you know, showing my personality. So I asked my friend Liz, who's an amazing javelin thrower.
She's in the title here.
Yeah.
Liz Gleedle?
Liz Gleedle. I'm really surprised you haven't interviewed her because she's like top 40 in the world for javelin. She probably will go to the Olympics, et cetera, et cetera.
Wilson's got something in for her.
Okay, good. Anyways, yeah, Wilson, get on it.
Spoil it.
Sorry. She agreed to show me how to throw the javelin. All right. This was the video that I submitted to the producers. Yeah.
Okay, here we go. I don't know what. So far, you've had me play Kesha. Keisha or Kesha?
Kesha.
All right, here we go.
I don't know. Who cares? TikTok.
My name's Claire Hannah. I'm 23 and I'm non-union. All right, so today we are here with Liz Weedle. I'm going to try to see you. And Liz is top 40 in the world for javelin throwing, which is pretty awesome. And do you hold the Canadian record too?
Yes. Everyone was telling me that here before. That is so impressive. Congratulations. You're excited for the upcoming Olympic Games?
Yeah. It's going to be fun. I was originally like, oh, the city's going to be closed down, it's busy, but I went to the mock opening ceremonies last night and got all pumped up for it.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, the torch is coming through in like a matter of hours too, so. Yeah. Anyways, really exciting. But let's get to the javelin throwing. Tell me a little bit about how you got started in javelin.
Okay, in high school I was in gym class, and mine went a little further and a little straighter than everybody else's. So
far and straight.
Far and straight. And my teacher said, okay, well, you should try the track team. So I did, and I kind of messed around for 2 years with that. And then when I went to BC's 1 year, I ended up placing third. And that's when, like, I was in the ninth grade. So it was with all the ages. And okay. Then they sent me to my actual...
Ninth grade, as in, like, you were competing in grade 12?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, third!
Yeah.
You must have been like, we need this for all the teams right away, okay?
So then I was actually, no, it was 10th grade, take that.
Okay.
But yeah, so we have 2 BCs for my age group.
All right, I apologize, Claire, but...
No, it's okay, it's okay.
I kind of said, though, Claire Hannah, who's non-union.
They asked for that in the audition tape, okay?
Maybe we can fast forward.
My name is... Can we rewind to that very beginning again? All right. So, Claire, tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name's Claire Hannah. I'm 23, and I'm non-union.
Oh my God.
That is a public service announcer right there.
You guys are so mean to me.
You should have that. Anytime you want to cross a picket line or something, you've got that to play.
This is a line I can deliver. My name is Claire Hannah, and I'm non-union. That was wonderful. But tell us about this show. That sounds amazing.
I know. You know what? I kind of want to keep it under wraps because I don't want to jinx it, okay?
Okay. But this is a show. You're hoping... You're still in the process.
Yeah, totally. I don't know if I'm in. I don't know if I'm out.
Best of luck from Wiener's Barbecue.
Thanks, guys.
Best of luck.
You heard her here first.
Oh, yeah. This is you throwing the javelin.
Yeah. It's, you know what? I thought I speared a gopher.
Is this at Minaru in Richmond?
No, this is right outside UBC at the new Thunderbird Center. Look at that pose there. See?
You thought you killed a rodent with this shot.
Yeah, I honestly like...
All right, here we go. We're going to turn it back on.
Throw, your arm's actually going to come over top of your head. Okay?
Throwing a javelin.
And the elbow comes around. What if my arm's straight forward?
Okay.
The difference between baseball players and javelins. Baseball throwers, if you were to throw like a baseball player, your arm would come up here.
Oh, we don't want it out there.
No.
No baseball. Okay.
No baseball. So we start up high, okay. Then we take a step, and we throw over our head.
Oh my God. Do you spear a gopher?
I wish. No.
Okay. So no baseball.
Close your face. Right?
Eat dirt.
Yeah.
Okay. And... Oh.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. I'm stuck in the ground.
There you go.
Okay. I think I got about half of your distance there, but... Awesome. Okay, I want to see you do it again here. But
okay.
Give her all out, okay? Don't let me hold you back.
Okay, no holding.
So there you go. You were able to properly throw the javelin.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. That was impressive. I could not have done that. Although I've never... Yeah, I have tried to throw a javelin.
Look, we're up to 80 views. Wasn't it just 73 2 minutes ago?
Yeah, but I'm like one of them. Yeah, because we're promoting it, you see.
The radio works. Who said radio's dead?
You know what?
Who said this is a dying platform?
That's how you should test your viewership. You say, hey, everybody, I'm on this YouTube video right now. Everybody go watch it. And that's how you show your viewership.
I'm on Kesha, everybody.
So wait, what? How many? Four? So he's got 4 viewers. How many did it go? Oh, we had a caller, too, actually, about a song. So that's 5.
Well, that's awesome. So best of luck with that.
Thank you.
And, yeah. You got to watch that growling.
Wilson was at Big Block last week, and we were the cover girls on the Big Block program. And that picture, we were all smiling, and I was, we talked about it at our table for probably like 5 minutes because it was the good picture. There was no growling. We were all smiling, and we had our number one fingers up.
Well, there you go. Well, what? I'm trying to find like an ID here. I do have to multitask here.
Yeah. Okay.
Big mistake.
Really? Really, I'm the bad guy. So, Emily, once again, though, you're...
Did you just call me Emily? Yeah, you did. How long have we been interviewing, and how many times have you interviewed me?
It was...
I don't even see an Emily. Okay, Daryl has a piece of paper in front of him. I'm looking at it. I don't even see the name Emily anywhere. I see a Mike, Sam, Matt. No Emily.
Emily Cordonier is our guest up next.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Wow.
You covered.
I thought you had something, too, but Daryl just let her go.
Yeah, I know. Oh, man. Sorry about that.
I think you owe an apology.
Emily.
I'm okay. Anyways, though, Claire, and I apologize for that, is your... Thank you so much for doing this today. Your... What's like the greatest, besides the national championships, really, it seems like you're a team also that you're a very close-knit group, aren't you?
Yeah, really close. We hang out all the time.
And how much did that translate into victories on the court?
Like 80%. I'd say a big key to our team is just that we do have such close friendship bonds. We're really out there for each other. We're not doing it individually. We're not doing it for, well, we are doing it for our coach too, but we're doing it for each other. We're not, you know... There's no other outside goal other than doing it for each other.
And was that something that's been here your entire time at UBC? Was it something that developed? Was it that maybe, you know, it was your group, you know, growing up together that sort of it came about? Or?
Yeah, I'd say that some years were stronger than the others. Like, when I was younger on the team, sometimes I felt like it was kind of like the starters and then us. You know, like, it was just a little bit more divided. But and I think it's still a little divided. You know, older players, younger players don't have as much in common. But I'd say I think we're really close-knit and inclusive of everybody on the team, regardless of your role, position, or age.
Awesome stuff. So you're right now, you're trying out for this show that we saw here. And then looking to go national team, right?
Yeah, that's 2 weeks from now. So... I'm really, really
excited.
Have
you made it, or is it tryout? Or?
No, it's tryouts. Okay. It's in Winnipeg. It's in 2 weeks. And I love Winnipeg in the summers, to be honest. It's a great city. It's warm. It's funky. You know, so I'm really excited to go to Winnipeg.
And how much did Booster Juice? You can give a shout-out to them.
You know what? Edmonton has the best university ever, because at the University of Alberta, underneath the volleyball courts in this little rec area, there is a Booster Juice, okay? It's not the full service. Like, you go to the campus village here, and it's got 25 flavors or whatever. It's not the full deal. They only have about 10 or 12 flavors, but they're the best flavors, the most popular ones. And, oh, my gosh, it's just amazing to go right after practice or right before the game, get your BJ, and you're all set.
Get your what?
Yeah, she said that again.
We call it BJs, Booster Juice BJ. You guys get your head listening out of the gutter. Come on.
I was texting.
I'll tweet right now, okay?
Awesome stuff. Claire Hanna, Claire, thank you so much for doing this.
You're welcome, Daryl.
Thank you so much for doing this. And congratulations. I've always been a great friend of the station. Are we hoping she still does stuff, Wilson? Or,
yeah. In like 4 years? You talked about? Coming back in 4 years?
Yeah, sure.
There you go.
Whenever you want, I'll come, okay?
Claire, thank you for everything, and congratulations on a third straight national championship.
Okay. See ya.
All right, everybody. We're going to take a quick break. When we're back, actually, Claire, before you go, any words for Emily Cordonier, who will be on with us after the break?
She's awesome. She might be in your spot one day broadcasting. You better watch out.
No, she'll probably get paid for it.
Yeah, you're right. Oh, you're right. You're right.
It's pretty easy to pass me. Okay, everybody, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to 101.9 FM.
Hey, Quentin and Dave from Chips with Everything.
Hey, Heather from Career FM, what's up?
Well, you know how Bryce, our program director here at CITR, has kind of been riding all of our asses about making promos for our shows?
Cha! Yes!
Well, you know, I was thinking, like, over at the CBC, they have this woman named Promo Girl, and she comes on once an hour and tells everybody what's coming up, and it's usually kind of theatrical, and she has, like, a really sexy voice and stuff. So anyway, I was thinking that I'd really like to have a promo boy, or like, promo boys. Would you guys be up for that?
Sure. What do we have to do?
Just tell people about Queer FM, really.
Okay.
Queer FM features news, views, current affairs, arts and music for, of course, the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgendered communities and all its allies. Heather Kitchen hosts Queer FM Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on CITR 101.9.
CITR loves its friends. Having a Friends of CITR card entitles you to awesome discounts from businesses in your community. Maybe downtown is your stomping ground. Present your CITR card at 212 Productions Limited, Beat Street Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, Hits Boutique, Dream Apparel and Articles for People, Scratch Records, The Fall Tattooing, Flaming Angel Designs, Spank Clothing, Heart and Soul, Pacific Cinema Tech, and True Value Vintage, and receive great discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free Friends card, and feel the love.
I wanna love you and treat you right. I wanna love you.
Rock and roll!
Were you going to have a party here tonight, son?
I mean, whatever happens, your toes are still tapping.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's hottest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
Do you like Biltmore? Yeah, like Biltmore.
Check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
And if you're a rock star, you're famous, and you rock out.
Are you sure this is legal?
I don't know. It's fun though, isn't it?
Okay, everybody, welcome back to Wears Bark here on 101.9 FM, CITR Radio, Vancouver, Canada. With us on the line, an individual who just did a baseball broadcast for this station this weekend.
No,
no, you said baseball.
She was the PA.
Oh, you were the PA announcer.
I was the PA announcer.
Oh, I'm sorry, Wilson, I misheard. Yes. Well, Emily, that's not as cool.
You don't think so?
No,
sorry.
Not at all.
Well, sorry to disappoint you.
Well, that was okay. You like doing the PA, or?
Yeah, I love doing the PA. I love being around sports, and if I get to talk about it at all, I'm excited. So.
There you go. So why haven't you signed up for play-by-play here?
Well, you know, I don't know. I've got quite a bit on the go, and when I announce, they actually pay me money.
So uh-oh!
That's kind of a good thing.
Yeah, you put us in our place. With us right now, Emily Cordonnier, former UBC Thunderbird women's volleyball player. Emily had your old coach on today, Doug Reimer. Claire Hanna, fourth-year player who looks like she's actually not going to be playing anymore. She was just on with us. You watch this team play a lot during the season. Your sister, of course, is the star player of them. Your thoughts, three-time champion, perfect season, this UBC Thunderbird women's volleyball team.
Well, they just really had such a dominant season. They really weren't pushed too much, even in challenge. They just have such a deep team, so many different players to go to. If things got rough for one player, there was always somebody else to step in. Such a talented group and with such great leadership under Doug Reimer. So I think it was definitely in the cards for them to take it again. And I was fortunate enough to travel with them to Edmonton to get to see them play. And, yeah, they really kind of got better and better with every game at Nationals. And, you know, teams did try them at times, but they really looked in control. And I sort of had no doubt that they would win, and they really followed through on that.
Emily, obviously you played on some really great UBC Thunderbird teams, and you've seen this league for so long. How hard is it, though, to run the table? How rare is that in this league?
It's very rare. It's such a competitive league, especially such a competitive Can-West Conference that they play in. So to go undefeated like that is pretty unprecedented. There have been other teams that have made it undefeated through the regular season, but then have been upset in the national finals. So to be able to hold that through regular season, through playoffs, and then again to perform when all the stakes are so high, again, is just prove to the dominance and consistency of that squad.
And obviously your little sister, the star player on this team, finishes her off her fifth year in what's been an award-laden season for Liz Cordonnier. You know, maybe it's a little hard to analyze your sister's play, but just your thoughts on Liz Cordonnier's year and really her career here at UBC.
Oh, I'm so proud of her. She's really come a long way over the 5 years. She's really stepped it up and been such a solid leader for that team as well. And I think she's talked a lot in the last month. You know, she's been awarded some great honors in the last little bit. But she says, you know, it's all because of the team. And I think anyone that's played any team sport knows that, especially volleyball. It's fair to have stars, but that team has a lot of stars. So I think she has to be so happy with the way she went out. I know she was ready to be done, but it's certainly going to be special for her to be able to look back and see what she's accomplished in her time here. So nothing but a proud older sister for me.
Good stuff. And so the Nationals, you still playing? Are you trying out there? Claire said she's going to Winnipeg in a couple weeks or something.
Yeah, no, I'm retired. I'm doing just journalism full time right now. I am an athlete representative for the team, so I'm sort of their advocate when they come down to choosing a new coach, which I was a part of last year. I'm in constant contact with them, and I'm hoping to actually be in London 2012, but maybe as a color commentator or getting on board to do a little bit of the talking. So that's where I'm at right now, but still a lot of my very good friends still playing, so always involved in finding out what's going on with them and wishing them the best in their road to 2012.
Ermia Russo, the former coach here.
Yeah.
Didn't she do color commentary on it?
She does, yep. She's been doing color commentary for a while. I look after her and her color commentary, and I think she will probably be looking to do it again, but I'm hoping to get on board at least with helping. It is a new consortium that's doing it now. She was always doing it for CBC, and it's not CBC now, it's CTV, so I don't know which way they'll go. But in case they're looking for a new voice, I'm hoping to be able to lend a hand.
Was she your old coach?
No, she wasn't.
Okay.
She coached in the interim time before I got here to UBC, but I do know her, and yeah, she's a great person, great coach.
There you go. Emily Cardonnier with us right now. Emily, also, three straight national championships. How special is that what this team did?
Really special. It just, it hasn't happened since Alberta had a pretty good run back in the 90s. So it's, and UBC has not had anything like that as of late, aside from maybe the swim team and field hockey team, which definitely puts out, but certainly not from the volleyball side. I know from my playing too, we've had so many second place finishes, so many strong squads, but near misses. The first year, 2 years back when UBC won, it was quite an upset and a big surprise that they pulled it out. But the last couple wins have certainly been no surprise, as they've started strong in the season and just played all the way through that way.
Emily Cardonnier, Emily, thank you so much for doing this. Very much appreciated.
Yeah, no problem, Daryl. Thanks for having me on.
And enjoy. Keep doing that PA. Don't listen to me. You
okay.
You stay
okay
with it. Thanks, Emily.
Perfect. Thanks, Daryl.
Emily Cardonnier, former UBC Thunderbird women's player. I forgot to bring it up. She's actually done a documentary on the UBC Thunderbird women's volleyball team for the school. So there you have it, Eli. We had coach on, player, former player, and analysis.
Awesome. Packed show.
Of the UBC Thunderbird women's volleyball team. So congratulations to that. A group of young ladies, three straight national titles, a perfect 20-0 season to round out those three. All right, Eli, we're about to play another musical tune here.
I'm not a huge gamer, but my favorite video game last release, I don't know, on PS3 was the Fight Night Round 4. Ali and Tyson promoted that. It was made over here in Burnaby, and this was a song off the game. It's called Times in Rome. I really like this track. It's called Rock Rock. It's kind of hip-hop, but it's fun.
Look at the way that I rock it, man, I do it so nice. I do it all day, I do it all night. Look at the way that I rock it, man, I do it so nice. I do it all day, I do it all night.
Look at the way, look at the way, look at the way that I rock, rock. Look at the way, look at the way, look at the way that I rock, rock. Look at the way, look at the way, look at the way that I rock, rock. Work later like you doing with the perpetrator. Like him, I can murder it. Like this, I'm reverberating. Right, bitch, you got that purple hat. I got that Jose Cuervo. I got these words for death. I hit them with the verbal, they hit me with the oral. I think I'm pretty spoiled. I said, let's run this. I haven't done this in a little while. I want y'all to be nice. She prefer when I'm mean. She prefer when I'm baby. I'm the most arrogant person that you have ever seen. Some people sleep on me,
because I am the dream. My name is AR, this is my friend JR. Objective is to get you wet, sweaty on the dance floor. What would we be good for if not giving you what you came for? Giving you what you came for, yeah, giving you what you came for. What would we be good for if not giving you what you came for? Giving you what you came for, yeah, give you what we came for. Look at the way, look at the way, look at the way that I rock, rock. Look at the way, look at the way, look at the way that I rock, rock. Look at the way, look at the way, look at the way that I rock, rock. Rock, rock. Rock, rock. A is for the hey, hey. R is for the rhyme. So is for the only one who does it with the style. Dub is for the West, B boy is the stance. E is for everybody who likes the way I do my. Look at the way, look at the way, look at the way that I rock, rock. Look at the way, look at the way, look at the way that I rock, rock. Look at the way, look at the way, look at the way that I rock, rock. Look at the way, look at the way, look at the way that I do my fucking thing. Rock. I make you bum like a bottle. I probably came with a model. I talk with slang in the bottle. Drink my drink out the bottle, because that's how I prefer. Look at the way that I rock it. Your status come my staccato. You probably were gonna mock it. Tell that I'm on some down shit. You were not even a capo. Now you are softer than tacos, and we are hotter than charcoals. At least that's what I infer. Look at the way that I rock it. I look at the world through goggles. I cook up the track with my goons. When I pump the beat, it baboons. You jump up in there like baboons. It is hot molten. What I do, laughing to the sounds of rock molten. It's tricky with the word. Look at the way that I rock it. I twist it, pull it, and bop it, and chop it, twist it, and pull it. That pit, that kush, that ganja. Got so much dough in my wallet. I brought it to stop a bullet. I brought it to start a riot. You can stop me, I own it. It's in my bird. Look at the way, look at the way, look at the way that I rock, rock. Look at the way, look at the way, look at the way that I rock, rock. Rock, rock.
A little, am I on?
Yeah.
A little NHL update with the 2010 playoffs. Phoenix is currently losing to Detroit 1-0. It's 11 minutes in the third. 2 minutes in the second.
2 minutes left.
2 minutes left. This is new, this radio thing. 2 minutes left in the second. Pittsburgh is trumping Ottawa 5-3. New Jersey, Philly, 12 minutes left in the second. We've got 1-0 New Jersey over Philly. And Chicago, Nashville starts at 9 p.m.
Eastern, so that's actually Eastern. 10 minutes now.
10 minutes. This is an Eastern site, I guess, at tsn.com. CA.
Yeah.
10 o'clock Eastern time, which means.
7 o'clock our time.
So much pressure. He's like, read these scores. I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing.
7 o'clock.
7 p.m. Pacific, San Jose and Colorado will be teeing it off. I look forward to that game.
It's gonna be a good game.
Yeah, Wilson. Now, Wilson, I missed that. I was actually kind of excited. I wasn't watching the San Jose Colorado game, and then after the game, I went and saw that
right.
Colorado had gotten outshot 51-18 or something like that.
Yeah.
And won in overtime, 1-0, and then I didn't know till they showed a replay like well into the next day. Like at 5 o'clock,
right, I think
it was
right,
like
right.
during one of the Canuck intermissions. I saw the Dan Boyle goal, which is one of the great goals you will see. I mean, that's
well. I mean, I think that'll be one that people will remember forever.
It wasn't as dramatic. I mean, the one I was a little kid, and I kind of remember it was Steve Smith scoring on his own net.
Right,
that
right.
That's about as big as it can.
Yeah, yeah. But I think it fits with San Jose just because of the way they have always seemed to choke in the playoffs.
So what did he do? He just kind of threw it back to the net?
Well, I think he was backhanding the puck sort of behind the net, and I think it went off O'Reilly's stick.
Oh, God.
Like the tip of his stick.
So it got tipped.
It got tipped, and like it went in between Nabokov and the post, and he was... I mean, it was kind of there. It just went into the one small area that he wasn't covering. And so, like, that's San Jose, right? I mean, that's...
You were watching it live?
I was, yeah.
And were you just like, huh?
Like, I was thinking this could only happen to San Jose. No one else.
So the guy who scored, what did they, like, because there's really nobody to go, there's nowhere to congregate exactly, right?
I think they all...
The guy closest to the puck? Was that who...
Well, yeah, I think he was the last one to touch the puck as well. So they just... He was just celebrating on his own, and then they were... I mean, it was just crazy, right? No one expected that to go in.
Canucks got hosed yesterday?
No. They played terribly.
No, but the kick-in, you think?
Oh, well, that was a terrible call.
It was a terrible call.
It was, but they still would have lost by a goal.
But I still believe, though, you know, a lot of people are wondering about is the fix in?
And come on.
I go back to Terry Donaghy's interview on 60 Minutes.
It's true.
I've texted my friend... After the goal was disallowed, saying this game is rigged,
right?
He texted me back and said, "Bettman put the emergency call in. Get LA into the second round." I mean, that was yesterday, right afterwards.
I don't know. Do you think LA in the second round really means anything, even in LA?
Yeah, probably not. But more people are into it, and that's what the league.
Oh, yeah, wants, yeah, right? Fair enough. But I don't know. Maybe it's this Alex Burrows thing.
My King Canuck stat that I found today, which I didn't know, is do you know that Dan Cloutier is still under contract with the Los Angeles Kings?
I did not know that.
Yeah, he's got a $1 million cap hit this year. So who knows what he's making? I mean, maybe
so that means Dan Cloutier coming back to the Canucks is an impossibility.
Maybe. No, maybe he just got bought out, though.
Maybe.
Maybe he's... Where is... I mean, we don't know.
I don't know.
But he's making a lot of money this year doing not much.
Maybe he's cursing this round.
Yeah, maybe.
But it's the putting the hex on Luongo.
Well, I mean, think about it. Luongo hasn't gotten any farther than any other goalie here in Vancouver the past 15 years.
15, yes.
Yeah. I mean, didn't they say the last time the Kings hosted a playoff game was when Felix Potvin was their goalie?
The Cat!
Yeah.
Wow. I like... Oh, he was awful here. Yeah.
At times.
He was awful here. All right.
So what do you think? Is the series going to go to seven games?
I think the Canucks win in seven at this point. I'll just say that. I think they'll win tomorrow.
So. If they don't, should they come back?
Well, I got tickets Friday. I've already made plans.
Yeah,
to go.
Yeah. So. Who's in goal?
Oh, yeah. How amazing would that be? Raycroft.
He could start tomorrow.
That would be something else. Eh? Sorry, Luongo. We're going with this guy.
Well, I think Vigneault's been completely outcoached by Terry Murray.
Yeah. Right. UBC baseball and golf this weekend.
Yes. UBC, the men's golf team, they played in a qualifier actually today in Oregon for the national championships. Finished second overall to UVic. So they'll have to wait to see if they get an at-large berth to the NAIA Championships later next month. And then the men's team are in fourth overall in the polls, remaining where they were last week. They actually beat number one LC State on the Friday, 4-1, here at Thunderbird Park, but then they lost 6-5 and 8-4 to lose their series 2-1, but they remain at number 4, and then they host the Oregon Tech Hustlin' Owls.
Nice!
Here this weekend.
The Hustlin' Owls are here this weekend.
Although, I must say, Emily Cordonnier called them the Hustling Towels.
Ooh.
As the PA announcer.
Was that on purpose?
No, I don't think so.
So they're number 4 in the country.
They are.
So there's a shot they can make it to Nationals this year?
Yeah.
You're going to go? You're going to...
I don't know. I don't get to decide these things.
Go to the NAIA World Series?
Maybe.
There you go.
Idaho!
All right, Wilson, thank you very much. I'd like to thank all my guests today. Doug Reimer, Claire Hanna, Emily Cordonnier, Wilson Wong. Eli, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you for having me, Daryl. It's been... Doesn't he have a last name? Since watching Full House.
Wiener. We opened. Eli
just full circle to today.
Eli wanted to open with the Full House theme song. Tell Wilson, we'll close the show with what we started with. Tell him why you chose
I don't want to close the show like that.
I want to close the show with a shout out to JY and Jackie, my homies chilling in Palm Springs, straight out of Coachella, which ended on Sunday. They are social balling out there in Cali, which is
social balling.
That was their tweet. Yeah, making fun of it. You guys, they were twittering that all festival. I don't know what it was.
Did you understand any of that last sentence?
No. He's...
The two people who are listening in Palm Springs right now did understand that, and that's what matters. This next band,
you want everybody to understand. Okay. Don't do inside stuff. That's actually not what you want to do.
Well, I don't know this etiquette of radio.
Is that like one of the etiquettes, Wilson?
I don't know. It's your show.
Do what the hell you want then.
This next band, Humans, actually just played a couple parties in California during Coachella. They didn't play the actual festival, but they got this is a song I really like of theirs. Shout out to Jordan at KJM, the new nursery just opened up in Southlands. And lots of love to everybody. Happy 420. Happy Record Store Day, which is past, which I think it was raining, which is too sad. Hit it, Daryl.
Mike with Fletcher Head.
Up next.
Coming up after me. This is not working. All right, we're working on it, folks. Mike with Fletcher Head coming on momentarily.